Now,
the rest of the story. They were the soft, strong-soiled hands of a gardener. Bare of gloves, they delved eagerly into the earth, yet they caressed new blossoms with almost supernatural sensitivity. They seemed to possess a love for greenery all their own. The owner of those hands, the gardener himself, would continue to express that love through his labor until the end of his life. And watching him, one might have imagined that he had grown up in a garden, taught by a gardener father until his knowledge had become second nature. Well, the fact is, he had been formally trained. The Institute of Botany, National Academy of Sciences. He began that training, though, not as a college student. He began as a grown man of 55. Prior to that, he'd had only very little experience gardening. And what experience he had, he got as rehabilitative therapy in prison. Well, that brings us to the rest of the story. American poet Edgar Lee Masters once wrote, quote, "I know all of the secrets, even to the core, what seedlings will be pine or laurel, and those were the secrets that mattered most to the gardener you've just met." You see, before he was a gardener, he was a prisoner. He was a man convinced that he would be unable to endure captivity, and yet high as were the crimes of which he was charged, his captors believed in him. They believed that he was basically a good man, a man who could be spiritually uplifted and reincorporated into society. And one recreation for which he did demonstrate an exceptional attitude was this gardening, the growing of things, puttering in the prison garden. And so, one winter day, he was released from jail. But he was released only on condition that he must then enroll in the Institute of Botany. And it was there, in the Institute of Botany, that he studied and worked extensively in the botanical gardens. He learned now the expert way, the scientific way, to plant seeds, to look after seedlings, then to transplant them into hothouses. The Institute of Botany became a second home to him, and his colleagues became a second family. Now he is overcoming his own self-contempt. And that had been the hardest part of his rehabilitation. Somehow, through learning to care for flowers, he learned again to care for himself. The gardener died in 1967 of kidney failure. He was only 62. He had been a gardener less than a decade. And yet, to have heard him tell it, those were the only truly happy years of his life. Despite the fact that prior to his incarceration as a war criminal, for having caused the torture and degradation and death of countless countrymen, prior to that term in a Chinese prison, he had been ruler of that nation. The man who spent his last years joyously, though virtually anonymously, as a gardener certified by the Beijing Botanical Gardens, was Aixin Jiarupu Yi, who at the age of 3 was declared emperor of all China, China's last emperor. Now you know the rest of the story.